WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Nutrition World. And I'm Ed Jones, here with Clint Powell, Eastridge's unofficial PhD of Waffle House philosophy. For more than 8 years, this show has been about cutting through the confusion and helping you build more energy, stronger longevity, and a better quality of life through practical, credible health information that you're not going to hear many other places. Good morning, Clint.
Well, I think I'm official. You said unofficial thing with Waffle House. I don't have any paperwork or certification, no documentation, but I feel it's official.
Well, I thought you had a diploma on the wall that I assumed somewhere from
Waffle House. Yeah, I was in crayons, though. That was a different place. Yeah,
okay.
That was
okay.
That's a special.
Hey, diploma. I got to tell you something.
I'd love to hear it.
I was watching at some bar. My girlfriend and I were watching television, and I see these guys on this screen up there, and I haven't had a television in 12 years. I love being in solitude and solo life.
Okay, thanks for making it weird, but go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. And so I'm sitting there watching these guys brutalizing the other guys on this team. And please don't make fun of me at almost 69 that I'm this ignorant.
Okay.
But I had no idea what rugby was. And I thought of you. You played that stinking game?
Yeah, for about 5 years, yeah.
How great. Are you walking?
I don't know if you've watched me.
Why is your hips not bad?
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
That's right, they are.
Yeah.
So is my neck. And
you need hip replacement
shoulder.
Already.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a blast. We had a blast on it.
It was a blast watching it.
If you ever learn the rules and watch the rules, it's one of the best sports. It's the best team sport, I say, even nowadays.
Really?
Yeah. If you don't know where you're supposed to be, your teammates are just out of luck.
How cool. Well, that has a lot to do with health, but
yeah, it
was interesting. It was last Sunday when I did that. It really was. You know, July 11th, which is just a few days up from now, will be the Chattanooga Fitness Bodybuilding Contest. Mm-hmm. Sean has done a wonderful job of organizing, and it's going to be the biggest and best of all time. Now, I know people who are not into bodybuilding. Is it a sport? Is it not? We don't even need to discuss that, but it is a piece of work that takes tremendous discipline.
I don't think it's a sport, but I do think it's a competition.
Yes.
And
perfect.
I think it is a metric how people, if you're competitive, I want to be better than me and you. Mm-hmm. But Sean's thing, what I love what he's done is that he has created something that's got the bodybuilding component, but then it's got something with the transformation and just these other categories he has. You don't have to be a bodybuilding fan to enjoy the show, because it's about changing what you can in life. And that's the part I like. He's done something very unique, and I know it's been a evolution for over the last 4 or 5 years, however long he's been doing this now, to watch him do it. I think it's a very it's more than just a bodybuilding competition, which I like. That's the part I like about him. Yeah.
And it's really most of people, including myself, it's me against me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You know, did I improve from last year? Can I manipulate my body with self-discipline of the knife and fork and the gym?
And you watch the ones about transformation. I know we don't want to spend too much time on it, but you watch them, and it all starts with one mindset switch. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. You can look in the mirror and not have the same, you may not have the light switch go off, but one day you're either going to get the report from the doctor, you're going to not be able to tie your shoes, you're going to have a medical condition, something is going to click in your brain, and those stories are the ones that go, you know what, I'm tired. And as soon as they think that, man, it is on, and you get to see these before and after pictures. Mm-hmm. And it can be very inspiring. I know people that will leave there going, you know what? Next year's my turn. I'm going to lose the 50 or the 60 or 100 pounds. I'm going to do something challenging myself. So.
And I've kind of thought of this, and I didn't read it, but I think how we do most things is how we do most everything. And what that means to me, if I can build discipline in the gym, which takes discipline to show up 5 days a week, then when I need that discipline in other categories of life, I've strengthened the discipline muscle. Mm-hmm. You can't really be disciplined without honing that skill within yourself. We're going to have a great second segment with Dr. Smith from Chai. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about, I know it's a little bit late, but we've posted a couple of the clips before. Actually, we've never done that, but due to July 4th and dogs and fireworks and cats and the anxiety, Dr. Smith covered what do you do that's safe and natural in most cases to calm your pets during noisy, including lightning and all the other things. So wonderful to always have her on. She's an amazing free thinker.
By the way, real quick, I don't want to, we're kind of this deep into the show. Happy 250th anniversary, our country's 250 years old as of yesterday.
Absolutely.
Yay for us. I mean, I thought it probably...
I had it on my nose. I had it on my nose to say, but you kind of...
I'm sorry, my bad. I just...
Actually, I didn't.
I don't see any red, white, blue on that piece of paper over there.
Hey, what I did do is I put Nutrition World a very happy greeting for July 2nd all the way to July 5th on the billboard.
So good. Good for you.
Healthy and safe July 4th. Are you doing anything?
Yeah, I did do something.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
did
we
you
had
do?
A good time.
You did? Really?
Yeah, we went.
Tell me, you got pictures to
watched
show?
Watched fireworks and ate hamburgers and celebrated freedom. We flew with eagles and rang bells. I don't know, dude. You know we record this pre. What are you doing?
Okay. I'm going to the next subject very
Thank
quickly.
Thank you very much.
Yes. The Hemp House, we love this, the gentleman who comes on from the Hemp House, and he told me in the store last week, he said, on July 1st, 50% of all hemp businesses will not open their door. And I was like, what, 50%? He said, yep, 50%. If they get their income from the flowering plant instead of just the basic, they will not even open because they have nothing to sell. And I go, wow. I felt sorry for him and many others. I hope that there'll be a pivot. I hope there'll be a change of some sort. But I do feel...
I think it'll end up changing.
I do too.
I think it'll bounce back.
It will, but how many will go under before that time? Got to hang tough as best you can. Now, we have announced, we're announcing that we have three new staff members that are coming to Nutrition World, and I'm really excited about all three. They're very unusual. We have two younger ones and one older one.
Wouldn't that be something to say? I'm really excited for two of them. There's one on. They listen to this and are like, I wonder if I'm the one. Wouldn't that be terrible? I'm really excited for two of them, but no.
That was kind of iffy.
It'll be good.
Yes, but one is a previous lactation expert. That was her career, and so she helped women and before and after birth and all that, and she loved, that's a passion she has. She's going to really add to our sex. What, Glenn has this sneakiness, little smile. What is this?
I'm just glad you threw women in there.
But is the word lactation embarrassing
to you? No, not at all, but you threw...
I know you don't like bottling.
She helped women with lactation, and I was appreciative that you threw women in there.
Clint, hey, Rain is here replacing Lenny. Hello, Rain. But I have to tell you about Clint.
This is her last day.
I have to tell you about Clint.
She's quitting right now.
Any bodily fluids I mention, any bodily functions.
No, the lactation part's not bothering me.
Gets uncoupled.
He had to specify it's women. Like, people are going to go, well, thank goodness.
And see,
maybe I was going to go meet with her, but
listen,
I didn't know it was just
for
women.
When he gets nervous, he starts chattering just like he's doing. He won't stop talking.
No, you're just focused.
Because it's bodily fluids. I'm sorry. We talk about poop and pee and everything that can come out, and he gets berserk.
But you don't go women poop and women pee. Women lactate. Only women. Anyway, keep going. We're good.
So silly.
It is silly. Back to good and important stuff.
I'm going to talk in the third segment about a drug that's been on the market that I actually really like now. And some new research came out, and it's something I think we should maybe all consider because being empowered is my goal of this show. You will not get the tidbits of credible information anywhere unless you're spending many, many, many hours on AI and the internet and knowing what to read and knowing what to trust. So I'm going to talk about that drug. I've got that noted here. And I think we're going to head into seeing Dr. Smith.
Oh, let's do that. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by our good friends at Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
This message is for anyone interested in fitness and bodybuilding. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 11th, at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Come see complete body transformations with our amazing Slim Fit Showdown. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Nutrition World, Recall Media Group, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Nooga Dentistry, and Quality Mechanical Group. Check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and proof that common sense still deserves a microphone. We believe better aging is not only about adding years to your life, but adding strength, clarity, mobility, and energy to whatever years you have left. And we also want to speak sometimes about four-legged instead of two-legged creatures. And welcome Dr. Smith, Colleen Smith from Chai Veterinarian.
Hey, how are you doing, Ed? I'm so glad to be here.
We are well, and you try to come on every 3 to 4 months, because I've known you for 30 plus years, I would guess, and you are what people would call a holistic vet. Is that a comfortable name for you, holistic?
It is. It's comfortable, you know, but a lot of people do, you know, think witches and wands, but, you know, functional medicine is what I do. It's regular medicine, but I get deep in the details. It's preventative. Get to the root cause is what we're doing.
Root cause. And that's what the human functional medicine healthcare people also are trying to do. And it is very down my philosophical pathway, because we have a system that is using a lot of Band-Aids pharmaceutically to manage health. And that isn't what I'm sometimes comfortable with, nor are you, because that's like putting a big piece of duct tape on a red light on your dashboard sometimes, not always. And so you really don't address the underlying reasons. Why did this happen to begin with? It works, the philosophy on pets, as it does on humans. But today we're going to talk about a couple things, but the biggest one is going to be about what in the heck do owners do with firework noise, anxiety, anxiousness. I know, like, first off, what percent of pets, and I'm not certainly well-read on pet stuff, has anxiousness with fireworks? Most, all, none, some?
A lot. So they, there's usually general anxiety that they start off with, mm-hmm. and the fireworks just, you know, sets them off, you know, up to 100%. So usually I would say we have a pretty high anxiety population of pets that I see, and I would say maybe 30%, which doesn't sound high, but it is high for the general population. And then it just kind of increases with the severe stuff for fireworks. I would say probably 10% get even severe, to the point where they destroy parts of the house. They, you know, defecate, urinate in the house. Mm-hmm. I've had a dog go through a plate glass window in the front of the house. It was just, you know, so bad.
So this was a kind of crazed, so it ran toward that and busted through.
It was trying to find a way to escape and
yes.
saw the outside, and that's where he went. Big old German Shepherd. Yeah.
Wow. I think I've been in that state of mind sometimes, but yeah. And of course, again, I'm going to go back to what I consider the green pharmacy. I'm kind of joking about myself, but we all have moments where we're overly tense and we're anxious, and then we slide into anxiety, which is probably one of the more uncomfortable emotions that people can feel. And I use things like theanine, GABA, sometimes CBD, sometimes anxiolcalm. Those are my four remedies that I really feel takes the edge off. So it's going to pets. And now cats, are they also percentage-wise about as anxious or
not
less?
Not as anxious. Again, if they're already kind of an anxious cat, mm-hmm. and you don't really see, they usually can hide away in a small corner. They're not usually ones that panic and try to escape or panic and mm-hmm. hurt themselves, much like dogs. But yeah, we still have to give them a little bit extra. And usually we don't have to do the pharmaceuticals with them. Some of the dogs we have to just do straight pharmaceuticals.
And that's where pharmaceuticals are so wonderful to have, because they're short run, and this is just for one night. Mm-hmm. They're not going to hurt any pet properly given, as you certainly would do. And so I'm not opposed to that in any way, shape, or form. Okay, let's start, the elementary school education on what do people need to consider as of, they may see your clip 2 days before July 4th, mm-hmm. What would they need to consider?
If it's severe, then I do recommend there's something called trazodone, mm-hmm. And that seems to be a good general. I'm not a fan of just knocking them out cold. Okay. I don't think that's fair to the animal.
Now, what would knock them out cold? What drug?
There are some like acepromazine that some people still use, and that'll just put them to sleep.
Now, we're talking like
that's
Valiums.
A
pharmaceutical. Yeah, but Valium and Xanax, are those?
You can. Xanax is, you can't dose it high enough to knock them out. Valium can. Mm-hmm. Little bit. You just got to watch the animal. And it also makes me nervous is if they've never been on it before, now all of a sudden you're giving them this big dose, uh-huh. you don't know how they're going to handle it. Just mm-hmm. like people, some of them, a big dog may need a little dose and a little dog may need a big dose. Mm. So that's one thing. And also you really aren't just treating for the day. I tell people if they're going to go natural, which I prefer, start treating them the day before.
Yes.
Because it winds up. Anxiety and pain wind up. And if you get behind it, it's really hard to keep it under control. So I'm like, if we know it's starting Friday night, let's start giving them some natural stuff. And I do. I like the melatonins and the tryptophans, the theanines, the GABAs. Yes, they have mm-hmm. a lot of pet products that have that in them. Start it on Thursday, you know, and especially here we're in the South, the fireworks start on Thursday anyway. I mean, the neighborhoods are already mm-hmm. letting them off.
I heard someone tell me today, in fact, my chiropractor, Ignite Chiropractic, he said that he's going down to the show somewhere downtown that's just using drones.
Interesting.
And they're not going to use fireworks in this one place. So they have all these hundreds of drones that are shooting lights through the sky. And he said in some places they are starting to outlaw the works of fireworks.
Yeah. And I do like that on the secondary environmental problem, because it really disrupts mm-hmm. the birds that, you know, the sounds really can mess with. We see birds, there's like sometimes massive die-offs because they all fly out of the tree and they fly into something because they don't know what's going on with the lights during the night.
I bet.
Yeah, even some like nocturnal animals too, it can really mess with the animals, especially if it's an area where they're really loud and the lights are really going off and it's late yeah. in the evening.
Because thunder normally won't last for 45 minutes straight, like yeah. that intensity. So we go back, I want to ask you, melatonin. So we're talking just milligrams. How do we judge melatonin for pets?
I know
pets?
You tell people to start at 3 milligrams, and that's where I start with the pets.
Okay.
And that's where also with the natural stuff, you got to see how they respond. So it's not the best idea to be like, let's try this brand new thing mm-hmm. on the night that we're having the serious anxiety. And I'll go up because melatonin is super safe.
Yes.
So I can go up to even like 10 milligrams if needed. Mm-hmm. But you got to do it at bedtime because you want to mess up the ratio, the serotonin-melatonin ratio. Melatonin mm-hmm. up at night, serotonin up in the morning. So yeah, start with 3 milligrams and I work my way up. It's still pretty safe at higher doses.
It certainly is in humans. I know we have people with serious diseases that will take upwards of 50 milligrams. And we only need about 3 or 4 in most cases. And it certainly works with the schedule of fireworks because we're talking in the evening. It's obviously usually the time we go to bed or maybe kind of middle of the night if we went to bed early. So it's perfectly natural to be using something like melatonin. Mm-hmm. Secondarily, what would be the next, you said, mission? Like I'm mentioned what I take, GABA, theanine, CBD. Mm-hmm. Are those the choices?
CBD, yeah. And usually those are, the GABA and the theanine are usually in groups. I wouldn't do it individually. With pet products, get it as a treat. And they usually have 4 or 5 different compounds in it. I do like CBD. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what's going on with all the laws right now. It's kind of messy, but I do think it's effective. You need to really make sure if you're doing an oil, it goes right in the mouth. Because mm-hmm. oil can get broken down by stomach acid, so you don't want to put it in the foods, not as effective.
Good point.
Treats are usually okay, but again, you want to know how they respond to it. Because again, that seems to be very dose-dependent per the animal, just like people. But I like CBD because it's pretty safe. There's not, mm-hmm. You got to give them 5 gallons of that stuff to have a problem.
Yeah, if they got into the whole bottle, it's still, they would certainly survive that. They might just be sleepy. It's now, in the world of CBD, it is very nuanced with the types and names and THC and all the different components. And again, because on July 1st, half of the CBD stores will be closing as of right now because the law just went into effect. And, that's a whole conversation. I think there has to be regulations. I think a free market for that is not probably practical, but it seemed like they've overstepped their bounds. And we will certainly wait to see if something happens. But it's going to be a sad period of time for those who sell that. Now, Nutrition World, we are told, and we're honoring this at this point, that the pet CBD products are in an area that is not being regulated right at this point. So it seems that we, and you, I'm sure you offer that too at Chai. Mm-hmm. And so it seemed like we're okay with that. Okay. Yeah. Now, before we move forward, people who've never heard you before, what is Chai? What does it stand for? And where are you at?
Chai is Chattanooga Holistic Animal Institute, and we're on Main Street on the south side. We've been there for 13 years, 14 mm-hmm. years. And it's functional medicine. Yes, they're called the holistic, but people are starting to use that as a derogatory term, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we do conventional and non-conventional stuff. So we mm-hmm. do surgeries and x-rays, but I do a lot of herbal medicine. Nutrition is my foundation. I can't fix any kind of disease if I don't fix the nutrition first. I do acupuncture mm-hmm. and chiropractic, and one of the main things I just love now, I'm doing a lot of ozone for cancer treatments.
Are you?
With amazing success, yeah.
Really? Now, yeah. And what, I mean, I don't want to get too far off the scope here, so how are you administering ozone?
Multiple ways. We do ear cups for ear infections. We mix it with blood and run it through a UVB light for cancer patients.
Wow.
We can do it for GI stuff. We'll give them an ozone enema and a fecal mm-hmm. transplant and stop diarrhea in a matter of days. It's amazing.
Sweet.
There's a ton of research on it. It's antiviral, antifungal, mm-hmm. antibacterial.
Oh, it is.
We know it killed COVID, and we know it killed things uh-huh. like Ebola, but it just doesn't get its due for sure. It's just not. Mm-hmm. You can't patent it. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's a natural product. So the mm-hmm. research is out there, but it's not really mainstream.
I have followed ozone therapy. I bought an ozone machine. I've used ozone products for 40 years. And again, it will never be mainstream. And we have to sometimes ask ourselves, why would something this beneficial not be in mainstream? Well, again, you go back to say what my dad said in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s to me. Eddie, that's what he called me. I don't like that name. I like Ed or Edward. He said, Eddie, always follow the money trail. And that's the case with this, too, because there's no money to be made. We are now selling ozone suppositories, and my daughter Katie has seen ridiculously positive results in some women who have certainly have some needs in that area. And I am excited about that. I'm kind of bringing up a lot of new literature I've been looking into on the ozone. Dr. Johnson, who was our medical doctor here in Chattanooga, he actually moved down to Florida to a clinic that does ozone for cancer patients. And it's just
fabulous.
It's just fabulous because it's non-toxic. It's not hurting our healthy cells.
Yeah.
And that's super exciting. Mention real quick, go back to the CBD conversation. I know just really quickly, you said that in California, what's going on?
Yeah, I know. Cause I have my best friend lives in California, and she's a completely alternative veterinarian out there, San Diego, and she can't talk about CBD. It's illegal for a veterinarian to talk about it, but the hemp house down the street can talk about it all day long.
So their hemp businesses can say anything and everything.
Yep.
Wow.
But the doctor, the licensed doctor, cannot talk about it with her client.
Whew, that's enough reason to move away, I would think.
Yeah, one of.
Yeah, one. Yeah, that's right.
Cost down there is pretty expensive. It's beautiful, it's sunny, but it's very expensive.
Now, if somebody's going to give things like GABA and GABA, theanine, and anxiocomp, something we carry that is applicable to pets from my looking into it from the company, and it's actually just a type of echinacea that is very specific to a version of it that I'm telling you from personal experience, 30 minutes later, you're 40% better with anxiocomp at two of the tiniest little tablets you've ever seen. But what's the easiest way to get a cat, or especially a cat, to consume something like that?
I find liquids for cat the best. And usually it's in the vegetable glycerin because it's a little bit sweet.
Yes.
Any kind of alcohol-based product, they're not going to take. Uh-huh. But it's hard to do treats regularly, and you don't want to do it pills. You just got to stuff them down their throat, and that's going to be a big no from a cat. So liquids is usually easier because you can usually dose it into the mouth or put it in the food.
Will they spit it out if it's yucky?
Yeah, or you get the big foamy mouth.
Okay. And on dogs, a little bit easier, obviously.
A little bit easier. You can hide it in things. And there's a lot of chews. I don't love a lot of different chews because a lot of them have binders in them, rice flour and tapioca starch, and they put molasses and smoke flavor, which we know is a carcinogen. I don't know why that's allowed. But I'd usually avoid, chews, but I like the powders and I like liquids.
Really quickly, just got to make a summary of all of our past shows. I'd say 50% of those, Dr. Smith, we have mentioned and or went in depth, you did, on pretty much the despicable health concerns of kibble. And I just will do a 60 seconds. Why is kibble so harmful to pet health?
It's the ultra processing. They've completely, it just breaks down the proteins, the fats, and it causes advanced glycation end products. Advanced glycation end products are carcinogens, straight up. They tell us not to char our meat because that's where we're making charring the meat. But we're not eating it like that every day anyway, though. But when you're feeding them kibble, breakfast and dinner, they're getting those carcinogens every single day.
Wow.
It's just too high in carbohydrate, and we're feeding these carnivores food that should be given to an omnivore, and it's just not species specific.
And even so, when people say, well, I'm giving the expensive food, does that change the game much?
No, I mean, if they're saying expensive kibble, it's just expensive Skittles. Honestly,
okay,
that's basically what it is.
So you love the raw food kind of diets.
They don't have to be raw, but there's raw, there's dehydrated, there's freeze dried. All those are much better. I like even homemade as long as it's balanced. I mean, I'm a big fan of that. But yeah, and even at the older dogs, you can take the food and lightly cook it, like under 200 degrees, and it breaks it down just a little bit, but it doesn't denature those proteins and the fat, so they can still process it very well, and they get all the nutrients.
Well, you carry a great line. Nutrition World does. Jess and Stacy are experts at Nutrition World. And now, last subject of the day is what do we need to keep remembering about this heat regarding our pets?
Whew. I mean, the ground is hot when the air is hot. And so walking them during the day, keeping their exercise level down, the smushy-faced dogs are a problem. And we are seeing them already, even on 90-degree days. We've had two already come in with heat exhaustion.
And when you say smudgy face, the
Boston Terriers, Bulldogs.
Because? Why is that?
They cannot, because when we made the face short, we did not decrease the amount of soft tissue in the nose and the respiratory area. So they literally have curtains and curtains of skin in there. So it's really hard to pass air, especially when it's humid. So they have the worst problems. I mean, and also their nose, usually because we smush the face, the nose is very narrow as well. So it's like breathing through a straw.
Ooh.
So it's a lot harder for them to deal with this heat. It's much harder. Most of those dogs are just sitting on the air conditioning vent at home all day long because they can't handle the heat.
And cats, what's the situation?
Not usually as bad because they're smart. They're like, I'm not going outside. But yeah, I would keep them inside too, and keep the exercise level down in the midday. I mean, if they're swimming, making sure you're watching them. If you have a pool, make sure they're just like kids. Just make sure you're watching them around the pools. If they don't know how to get out of the pool, they're going to drown. So just be really super careful. I love swimming in the summer for them. I take my dog paddleboarding all the time, but I just make sure he's safe. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, that kind of covers all of our subjects pretty dang well, as you always do. Always do. I know that you are very busy down at your clinic, and you have put together a wonderful asset for the public of Chattanooga who, again, I go back to if you're into miracle medicines, you're going to be honest with a person and say, hey, I'm patching here. We're not fixing. I need to get this over the crisis. And I just got to tell you, you know, this probably will reoccur because we're not dealing with the food, the nutrients, the this, the that. And that's what I love is just pure honesty. Because as we know, a lot of people just, they're surviving in life. And it's about not next month. It's about this week at best. And when people are being pulled 14 different directions, I understand you're going to, you know, like Katie says, my daughter, before she had kids, it was like, I'll never give Tylenol. Well, guess what? After three kids, sometimes life has to go on. And when you have a teeth coming in and you haven't slept for 4 days, you buy the best Tylenol. You buy the one that doesn't have the dyes. You have to be a smart shopper. And same with pets, right?
Absolutely.
Because we are in a place that is beneficial, that we can make better choices because we have better products if we look for them.
Yeah. We're on one of the last few independent practices in town, too. So I still have the leeway to be able to, you know, think outside the box and outside the book.
Now, corporate, you know, not throwing them down too much, but the corporate rules prevent kind of free thinking, don't they?
Yeah. You kind of have a cookbook. You got to follow the rule, and you can't really go out of those lines.
Because the cookbook actually is a profit book. Yeah, I would think. I'm not going to ask you to comment, but we do know that in mainstream medicine, you train the people to do A, B, C, D, E, F if you have coded this particular disorder, and they will get in trouble if they step far outside those lines.
Yeah, it makes me sad that I have a lot of colleagues who can't practice how they want to practice.
Is there a thing called concierge veterinarian practice where you pay monthly and you get like the concierge? I mean, it's grown in Chattanooga for humans, and I love that philosophy.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. They do kind of have, there's some practices that have packages, some of the big corporate ones, where it covers X amount of exams a year and then x-rays and things like that, but you're locked into a contract. So it's a little bit less than the concierge, because I think with a lot of those, you can just be like, hey, you know, this summer I'm not going to do this. But and they kind of get really sucked into a contract. And if they move or leave or the dog passes away, you still got to pay the contract all year, the whole entire year.
Well, half the physicians in this town who have concierge are open-minded and have a bigger toolbox as you do. Just very curious about that. How amazing information. This is going to be posted within the 24 hours so that people can take the practical steps to ensure that their pets are much safer and healthier. Thank you so much, as always, Dr. Smith.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I love being here.
All right. Well, and we've got just getting started. And after this break, we're going to go deeper into other subjects of health and nutrition that you probably are not going to hear anywhere else. So you're listening to Vital Health Radio with me, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell, brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Nuga Dentistry, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Quality Mechanical Group, Recall Media Group. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, proof that common sense still deserves a microphone. We believe better aging is not about simply adding years to your life, but adding strength, clarity, mobility, peak span is a new word I'm using, and helping you with the years that you already have and many to come.
Where'd you get peak span from? Where'd you pick that thing up?
I invented it myself.
Not I wish really. We had cameras now. Look who's got the grin now. First segment, old Clint had grins all over his face. Now I made it up myself. What does it mean? I mean, really, seriously, yeah. Define it for us.
Well, actually, Amy Summers, a PR expert in New York, came up with it, and she gave me the idea that I should be speaking on not lifespan, which I really don't. I want to optimize the stamina, the health, the quality of life that we can have as we age. And the word peak span really resonated with me.
Is that just how to stay in your optimal zone the longest period, right?
Absolutely. That's it? Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And, you know, I spend hours on different formats in order to learn the information from people. I mean, that's where the benefit of Internet and AI is so miraculous. It is, if you go to the right places, truly, truly a benefit to our intelligence, our wisdom, and our choice making. And there's a guy I've been following for, I know, 20 years, Dr. Keith Scott Mumby. He's a medical doctor. He's been someone that I've trusted. He certainly thinks outside the box, as I have since 47 years ago when I began the business. Here's what something he wrote that I really resonated with. Most people my age talk about healthy aging. I don't, and this is him speaking. I'm 81 years old, and after 40 years in medicine and a lifetime spent helping people heal naturally, I've come to a very different conclusion than most of my colleagues. We boomers don't want to age gracefully. We want to go on partying till our last day on earth. Well, that's certainly me. That's the goal. Not declining slowly, not managing symptoms, not accepting what we've been told is inevitable, living fully all the way to the end. The problem is that's getting harder to do, and not for the reason most doctors will tell you. Yes, we're living a little bit longer than ever. Medicine has advanced. Life expectancy does slightly climb. But for too many people, old age has become a kind of a death sentence, a slow decline. The body breaks down piece by piece while the calendar keeps on adding years. It doesn't have to be that way. Why? Because the world we used to live in didn't try to poison us as it does now. But today, our world is attempting to poison us. The plastic in your water bottle, the lining in your food cans, the residue on your produce, the glyphosate, the microplastics, addictive carbs, seed oils, all of them leak poisonous compounds into your body that often are mistaken for hormones. I call this chemical aging, and I'm convinced it's one of the most overlooked reasons people stop feeling like themselves after the age of 50. But here's the part nobody talks about. Chemical aging doesn't look the same on everyone. For some people, it's in the mirror, hair thinning at the crown, hair losing its volume at the parting, widening for women, skin going dry, creepy age spots. For some, it's the body. Belly fat that won't budge no matter what you do, man boobs creeping in for men, bones getting more fragile, clothes fitting in ways they never used to. And I love the way he wrote that. He's not asking.
I felt like he was talking about just me on every one of those things. I was looking around. Is anybody else going hair, barely fat, and age spots? I'm like, hey, dude, quit stalking me.
I by no means can't hold a candle to someone like him. But I wrote a book called Are You Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired? And in that book, I really feel I've defined the game plan for aging gracefully, peak spanning, optimizing. And it is on theholisticnavigator.com, this ebook, along with many others. But this is the premier one that covers the A to Z for those who want to learn the plan of action.
I will say, though, this ties back to what we were talking about in the first segment about Sean's bodybuilding competition. Yeah. When you, I know we were kind of joking around, but back to what he was saying, that mindset shift. Once you make your mind up to go, you know what? I don't know what it's going to take. Mm-hmm. I can't control everything. I can't control microplastics. I can control how many I consume, but there's things I can't control and there's things I can. Once we determine we're going to control mm-hmm. those things, it's amazing how much difference we can make in our lives.
And that's really the intelligent way to make a plan of action because there are things I cannot control.
And the worst attitude you can have is because I can't control 10 out of 10, mm-hmm. I'm not going to control the 6 out of 10 or the 4 out of 10, excellent. Which can improve your life.
Electrolytes. I think we all know why we would need them during this season. By far, one of the hottest last weeks of quite some time. I refuse to complain about it because I think it actually makes me hotter. So I don't ask. I don't say when someone says, wow, it's hot out. I say, really? Like I act like I have a low IQ instead of my extremely high IQ. Just want to let you know
so
that.
I don't understand that. You don't acknowledge the reality?
No. Okay, you will not believe how much cooler it is when you don't acknowledge the word HOT.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think we should move on to what you're going to talk about because that's the craziest thing I've ever
You've
heard.
You've never tried it.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I think we should talk electrolytes because it's so HOT outside. Oh.
Well, let me tell you, I did a little deep dive on electrolytes because we sell, I feel, the premier brands. And there's not just one brand. There's many brands that Nutrition World sells. And other stores sell some premier brands, but not the Gatorades and not the grocery stores. So what I did was, first off, what are electrolytes? They actually produce the electrical connections within our heart, our brain. Our body runs on electricity. That's why when you go to the emergency room and they wonder what's going on, they hook you to a different equipment that reads those. Your heartbeats, your EKGs, your ECGs, all those things read the electrical system. Well, we need about 3,400 milligrams of potassium per day. 3,400 milligrams. Here is what Gatorade has in it. 120-ounce Gatorade has 75 milligrams. Pathetic one. It has zero magnesium, which is an electrolyte. It has 270 milligrams of sodium, which is fine. The problem is it has a lot of sugar and a lot of carbohydrates, 34 carbohydrates. Or you can buy the zero, which uses sucralose, which alters your microbiome significantly because the gut bacteria do not like artificial sweeteners. Now, so if I were going to drink a Gatorade with sugar, that's 36 grams. The only dessert I really crave, there's only one. You know what that is, Clint?
Mm-mm.
Why don't you ask me?
Hey, Ed.
Yeah, Clint.
I wasn't really listening to what question you asked, but if I were to ask it back to you, what would the answer be?
The question was, what is my favorite dessert?
Okay.
Goober.
Hey, Ed, what was your favorite dessert?
It is cheesecake.
Oh,
Gatorade has 36 grams of sugar. My cheesecake that I eat has 22. I can eat an entire dessert for what I'm getting out. One Gatorade. Now, look here. This is one of our major mini brands by True Grace Company. And here's what this has in it. For people like your son, Clint, who mm-hmm. works out in the very...
I text him every day. I said, dude, don't just put water in. You get those electrolytes.
Yes. So 750 milligrams of sodium opposed to 270 in Gatorade, potassium 250, magnesium 100, and cordyceps 100. Another brand we have, which I didn't bring in, actually has 700 milligrams of potassium. So that is another brand I recommend during these kind of temperatures. But when you don't have magnesium, that's one of the electrolytes, and cordyceps keeps your lungs from feeling constricted. It's a mushroom, and I love cordyceps. So got to do these more often during the day. And Gatorade is just, even if it had the numbers, is not a healthy, healthy product. It's just not. Simply not. All right. I want to talk about this drug that came across the...
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear this because that's not a typical Ed Jones headline.
Pepcid. We've all probably heard of Pepcid. It's on the over-the-counter for heartburn, and it is called a H2 blocker. It's better than... Okay, let's say you have heartburn. It is the choice to make if you are going to use a drug other than something from the green pharmacy because it's less addictive, and it doesn't increase your risk of C. diff, which is what many people die from, which is the bacterial overgrowth within the gut. You get more of that when you have no acid because acid obviously kills the pathogens and the bad guys. Many people think, oh, I've got too much acid and I need to reduce it. Often you have too little acid and the esophageal sphincter becomes loose and it leaks whatever you have into the upper part. And you feel like you do when in fact your body needs hydrochloric. That's another conversation. We did that about 3 weeks ago with Julia from Enzymedica. And it was a wonderful, education. But Pepcid does something, and I know it's going to sound odd to you, but pepsin, which is famotidine, uniquely blocks serotonin activity unlike any other H2 blocker, which helps in some people to interrupt chronic pain, inflammation, and fatigue. A 70-year-old patient had life-threatening serotonin syndrome. People don't talk about serotonin syndrome. There are people who have way too much of what is classified as like the feel-good hormone. It's not really a neurotransmitter. And it was rapidly reversed within 15 minutes of giving this drug. Elevated serotonin impairs mitochondrial energy production and drives chronic inflammation and in some cases depression and pain. And so it's actually contrary to the feel-good chemical. So I would, Pepcid is one. I bought a box after reading this.
I've got some at the house. I've got a box at the house.
Yeah, so
I don't use it very often.
Bad heartburn, far safer. Far, 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 far safer.
I'll take a Nexium and then I'll take a Pepcid or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting study. This was a study done on comparing an antibiotic with essential oils for what we hate, which is sore throat. The normal sore throat.
Okay.
We're not talking strep. We're talking normal sore throat. This was extremely well put together study, included 97 adults that were clinically diagnosed to have the sore throat.
Okay.
They gave group one penicillin twice a day, group two oral essential oils at one capsule three times a day, and then they gave the other group both. And at the end of the whole study, key findings: 100% of the antibiotic patients improved. Pretty cool. 88% of the standard essential oil people improved. And when you combine them both, it was back to 100%. So 88% of the people who used essential oils got very good results. What were in those? Oregano oil, eucalyptus oil, lemon oil, cinnamon oil, and pine oil. Those were the formula.
I'm curious. I'd like to see that study, and here's why. I'm wondering, did it tell you how many how long they had been sick going into it? In other words, mm-hmm. I know I've heard you say this before. Would they have gotten better over 3 or 4 days if they took nothing? In other words, was it something their body was just sorting out?
You know, that's a good smart
because when I hear that immediately, yes. I go, well, wait a minute. How was there any group in there that didn't take anything? Because that would have been a better measuring stick.
I give you some credit there, brother.
Yeah, I studied
every
now and
then. Thought about that.
I read a book a long time ago.
Wow.
It was a really good book.
You read a book a long time ago.
I did. It was a great book. It had a lot of knowledge and wisdom stuff in it.
Real quickly, you know, when you go shopping for quality beef, there's 14 different labels you can read, and they all are, you know, trying to brag about how natural they are. Well, some beef labels simply say grass-fed. Does that mean much? Actually, not. And because you can take a grass-fed cow, but that doesn't mean they're grass-fed to the up to the time of butchering.
They just have to eat grass a certain percentage
That's right.
of that time.
That's all they got to do. Yeah. So there's a 10-point checklist. I'm going to make it very quick here. Look for 100% grass-fed instead of grass-fed.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Try to confirm a word. Grass-finished probably won't be on the label. I've not seen it. Now, the ones we sell at Nutrition World are because we've been to the farm. We know what they do, but they're not going to pay for the labels. That's why they can't say it. It costs way too much money. Find the farmer. That's what we've done.
Right.
And ask the butcher directly. We don't have a butcher at Nutrition World. We have...
Yeah, you guys, y'all know.
Yeah, but we're not butchers.
No, you're not a butcher. Thanks.
Yes. And next... watch for empty buzzwords. The term natural, farm-raised, pasture-inspired sound wholesome, but mean absolutely nothing.
I love pasture-inspired.
I know it.
That was a great one. That's a marketing idiot right there. I love that guy, but whoever made that up, that was an AI discovery.
I'm sure. Authentic grass-fed and finished beef usually costs more, so you need to look at the cost, and because it takes more time to in the land, more time, resources, and lastly is the fat, color, and texture. Grass-fed beef often has a slightly yellow hue to it due to the result of carotenoids from the forage, so it may slightly be a different color. I can't say that I remember that with Nutrition Worlds, but those are some great tips.
Those are really good tips. Let's do this. Let's take a break before we come back and wrap the show up today. Vital Health Radio, it's brought to you by Nutrition World. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
This message is for anyone interested in fitness and bodybuilding. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 11th, at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Come see complete body transformations with our amazing Slim Fit Showdown. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Nutrition World, Recall Media Group, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Nuga Dentistry, and Quality Mechanical Group. Check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to our final segment of Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for more than 8 years, this show has been built around one core belief. People do deserve honest, practical health information, and we are here to give it to you. Did you see my video when I went to Atlanta and did the big interview, Clint?
I did.
Yes. I went down there, and I've kind of kind of morphed some of my storyline, not because what other people said, a little bit toward the Jack O'Lane inspiration that I had. Jack O'Lane was the first probable guru of exercise, healthy eating, and vitamins in the 60s. And he would come on television when I was 8 years old, and I would sit there mesmerized by this super fit, incredibly moderately muscular man with his German Shepherd. He had one, I think he had two German Shepherds at some times, the white ones. Did you watch those, Clint? Or was, are you too young for that?
I didn't watch that, no, sir.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Aw, well,
yeah.
I did, and he lived about 95 years old. Nutrition World and Memorial Hospital brought him into Chattanooga years ago, and he gave a great speech at Hamilton Place Mall. And so I went down and was interviewed in a phenomenal interview setting, which was extremely big city television. And I just happened to pop up on some of my readings, something that Jack O'Lane said back then, which kind of resonates with our first comments early in the show about discipline and you waking up one day and all of that. Strength gives you options, Jack O'Lane said. It gives you the option to carry your own groceries, the option to climb stairs without hesitation, the option to travel, explore, stay active. This is strength. The option to play with your grandchildren, work in the yard, and enjoy the life you have built. Because without strength, choices become limitations. Simple tasks become difficult, confidence begins to fade, and independence becomes harder to maintain. Well, Jack O'Lane believed strength was about as much important as even more muscles. It was about freedom. I'm not going to read the rest of it, but it is what I discuss constantly in regard to muscle is the organ of longevity, and it requires more than three things. But the main three is weight training, adequate protein, and nutritional supplementation.
And I would say if you don't take care of your body, just like if you don't take care of your money as you get older, your world becomes small. You not only lose choices, physical limitations will just make your world small. You know, to your point, you don't go out as much, you don't get to associate as much. It clouds your mind because you're living in this little small world, and you feel the world's closing in on you. And a lot of times it's because we're consequences of choices.
Absolutely. It doesn't happen overnight.
Never does.
It gradually comes
Never
on,
does.
Like your hair loss did.
Wow. We were doing so good there for a minute, right up until the end. Now you got another minute and a half to continue on, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, let's continue on making fun of me because people love that on the radio. Ratings are coming in. People are tuning in left and right. Talk about Clint's bald head.
So I want people to tune in to Nutritional's Facebook and other platforms because that lady who interviewed me
was
far better than you.
Oh, of course she was, yeah.
And it was gorgeous.
She had better biceps than me and everything. Yeah,
She had some... better everything. You're right.
Well, we're still on the radio, Ed.
Oh, okay.
Here we are. Red light's still on. Recording and everything. I want to make that an off conversation now. No, it seemed, but I did watch it. It was very professional. And you were sending stuff, red carpet down the middle of the rooms for the guest. It was, and I told you that before you went, it's going to be a different experience. And it was.
It certainly was. And
that's no discount to anybody here. The interviews are great. Jed does a great job. I do an okay job. Everybody does a great job. It's just a different expectation there.
And I went to Be Well and had my hypochondriac back in that mood, so I don't want a lot of things checked until I get past this contest. But I had my vitamin D checked. It's so important.
How'd it do?
I don't want it too high and I don't want it too low. It was 54. As long as you're over 50 nanograms per milliliter, you're in the state of optimal.
The last time I had it checked was 3 years ago or 2 years ago, and I was at 70.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know what that is, but
I take the standard amount all the time, so I might actually up it a little because here we are in the summer. I am I'm fairly tanned, and I'm only at 54, so that probably tells me in the winter I probably slip under 50, so I'm going to increase it slightly.
Yeah, I take one a day at 5,000, so I need to. I was taking more than that, but right now I feel like I don't need to because naturally before I was taking anything, I was at 70.
Okay, yeah.
Probably, so I think I'm pretty good.
You probably are.
I do it to help me in case I get sick or something.
That's right, to give us the backbone for that.
All right, it's been a good show today. We look forward to seeing everybody next week. Don't forget, these come out as podcasts every Tuesday. You've been listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by the folks at Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.